Evening, everyone. This is Ross Lally, Chair of the Finance Committee for Bolton, and this is our April 9th special meeting. And I'm going to just introduce any of the members here, and we'll get started with the agenda, but we may take a pause later on in the agenda because we need to wait until the Board of Ed members of the Finance Committee finish another meeting, and then we would, you know, resume.
Well, we don't need to, but we're going to anyway.
Yes, we're going to be nice and wait for our partners. Or we could cut their budget, but we won't do that. Because they can turn around and do that to us. So, not happening.
I've listened to them.
Right, exactly.
So anyway, we have present members of the committee, myself, we have Melissa Whelan, who is a member at large, Tyler Egner, member at large, and two representatives from Board of Selectmen in the room. We have David Coles, Selectman, and Rodney Fournier, First Selectman. And then online, we have Jill Collins, our CFO, we have Stephanie Smigala, and we have Mary Johnson, our board clerk, and as usual, we have Jim Lersch sitting in to listen. So I'm going to continue and do the public participation, and there are no members of the public present in the town hall with us, so I'd ask the only member of the public out there, Mr. Lersch, if he has any questions or comments for the Finance Committee.
He's going to pull me.
And I guess he doesn't, or he can't unmute himself. So, hearing no comments from the public and seeing no one in the room, we will move on to approval of the minutes for our April 2nd, 2026 special meeting. So I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as is.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of April 2nd from 7:15 as is.
And motion made by David Coles. So I have a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Tyler Egner. Discussion.
Yeah, I want to just request that it's noted who the abstentions are on these votes. Like on the minutes, it was myself and remember who else wasn't there. But then on like the transfers, it was
so let's just go where you want to do it, because I should be mentioned as abstaining on all of them. So
okay, so you were also abstaining on the
minutes. I just decided as we set up, okay. As I said up front, I think it's just cleaner if I just don't.
I think it's just the four of them where you abstained on all four.
Yep.
And I abstained on the minutes because I wasn't here for that meeting.
Okay, so then I look at this, and then the abstentions are correct, and because that one would be me.
Yep.
And then there's the two on the minutes. Is that correct, then?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so then there's no corrections to it, then.
Well, no, it would just be added who is the abstention.
You want who is abstaining. So I guess my question would be, if there were nays, do you want to have those? Do you want to have them documented if it's not unanimous? It doesn't matter.
They're technically on the audio recording, so yeah, it makes sense to put them on paper as well.
Okay. Mary, you got that for the future? So it's okay with the unanimous because everybody's going to know.
Yeah.
Anything else on here?
I think that was it.
So I got the transfers carried, and they did drop those off in the finance office on Tuesday.
So then I would amend my motion to incorporate the change requested for who is abstaining on the minutes.
And do I have a second for the...
Yes, I'll second.
So it's and
David Tyler. Tyler again.
David and Tyler show again. And any further comments or discussion? Then hearing and seeing none in the room or online, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions,
I'm
me.
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here.
Oh, well, then we need you to be a yay if she's going to abstain.
No.
Yeah, because we only have three.
Well, Rodney, one, two, three.
Yeah.
Four, five.
But a majority would be four of...
It doesn't matter when you
Oh, okay.
abstain
All right.
because we still have the quorum.
Okay.
And
Still a quorum.
everybody who is able to vote said yes. If one of two of you said no, then it wouldn't pass.
You want to try again and we'll say no?
Good. Make this really interesting. Sorry.
Yeah, I no, it's no, that's fine because it's the rules get funky
Yeah.
sometimes. So then I think it would be good to discuss the budgets and everything when the Board of Ed is here to go over the revenues and expenditures for 26 and for 27.
And do we know what time they expect to be here?
They were saying they thought they might be here by 7:30, if I recall correctly. So if you want, we could just make a motion to adjourn until 7:30 and then come back to it.
Is it adjourn or recess?
A recess is probably
Let's
better.
make a motion to recess until 7:30.
One second.
So motion made by David, seconded by Tyler. Comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Just me. So the motion passes. We will be in recess until 7:30. And I will mute it until then.
Yeah.
James Perkins.
Just letting everybody know that it is now 7:31 and we are still waiting for the Board of Ed members, and we just texted them to see what their progress is with their meeting. So I would entertain a motion to continue the recess for another 15 minutes.
I will make a motion to continue the recess indefinitely until the Board of Ed gets here.
Let's do that.
One second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Just me. And I will mute us and stop the recording again. And we will resume when the Board of Ed gets here. And hopefully we'll have an update from somebody by text before then. And audio is on. So, okay, everybody, we are resuming the meeting at 7:45. We do have members of the Board of Ed present. We have the chair, and I can't, God, I can't think
Andrew Burton.
Andrew Burneal, geez, and Ashley Phelan. We're from the members of the Board of Ed. We also have Superintendent Caruso has joined us. We have Danae Johnson, and I remembered her name tonight. And Ben Davies. And so I think that covers all the people who have joined us. And so we're going to resume. We already did the approval of the minutes. So we're on item four, ongoing business. And the
Else.
yep. Anybody else need them?
Yeah, please.
There's a couple there, I think. Everybody has one?
Yeah.
So we still have a couple
We're
extra.
on item four. We
You're on
already
item
did
four,
two and three.
discussion of budgets and expenditures. And before we do, before we do that, I just want to set the stage for folks. I had a chat with Jill Collins and Stephanie Smigal earlier, and that we are in a similar situation as we had last year, where we have a reasonable increase in the expenditures proposed by the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen, and the combined increase is approximately 4%. Unfortunately, our revenues are down, and that looks like because of the revenues are down that we are probably going to be asking for something. I believe Stephanie and Jill's about a 10% increase in the taxes, more or less.
I didn't do the, I should have done the percentages. We would run into the situation where we're going to have a cap on the motor vehicles again. And then it just as is with numbers that we plugged into that we were missing in the revenues, but it came up to 35,452.
Per mil, right?
for a mill rate if everything was left the way it was. Is
Okay.
and we look at the revenues, but we still have to look at the revenues because we've had some
And the mill rate last year was.
32.30.
And so that's 34, so it's what, 8%?
Same.
Because 10% would be 3 and change. So it's about an 8% increase. So
Yeah,
the taxes.
looks like 9.96.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 and 10. Less than 10.
Close to 10. So I
Yeah.
wasn't lying.
Oh, round
Yeah.
up. Yep.
No. And so again, this is a situation similar to what we had last year. And part of the reason for this year is that we have a much smaller surplus than we did last year. It was about two, again, I'm talking in round numbers, so approximately 2 million last year,
2.5.
2.5, and it's 900,000 this year.
It's just about a million right now, looking at the numbers we've looked at for revised numbers.
Okay. So that's where we are. And we spent, I believe, some of what we would have had for surplus this year, last year, to close out this whole referendum process. So between doing that and tightening up expenses and such, this is what happens. You rob Peter to pay Paul. So we have a smaller surplus. That means we don't have as much money sitting in the general fund gathering interest. So you wind up losing interest, income, in addition to having this, shortfall that now we have to, figure out what to do with. So I will just also explain that we have to come up with numbers to present to the public hearing next week. And public hearing is next week, correct?
No,
Yes.
no, it's
And the
on
week
the
after, I'm sorry,
no.
it's the
We have a
28th.
regular meeting next week.
Regular meeting is next week and the public hearing the following week on the 21st.
Correct. So,
So what we do.
but the paperwork for the public hearing has to be out on Thursday. So we can't talk about this on Thursday. That's why we're doing it. We had to meet tonight.
Yeah, so we have to
Yeah.
meet tonight. We have to come up with a number and agree to it. Stephanie's going to update the presentation, send it out to us. We just say, yes, that captures what we discussed tonight. And then at our regular meeting next week, we can discuss, what we might do to close that gap, and we can bring any ideas to the public hearing, and then we can incorporate them after the public hearing one. Public hearing number one and put them out for the second public hearing. And then after that one, we have to come up with the number that goes to the referendum for the first referendum for the voters to decide on. So just want to know that we just got to do something tonight. It's not going to be the final numbers, and we just want to make sure that that's also the message that we get out to the public, is that we're working on, working through this all. Okay, so I don't know whether Jill or Stephanie is going to step us through our numbers for 26, see if there's any changes in,
All right.
revenues or expenditures.
Okay, so I'll share my screen. So Stephanie was able to get a number for the building and land use services. So we were able to put that number in. It's 234,769. So that was one of the numbers we were missing. So we were able to we got the contracts. Jim gave the contracts to Stephanie, and we were able to come up with that number for next year. And so now we're still working. We still need to do a prior year's taxes number and supplemental number. So just so the number that the 3532 that I gave you, we plugged in numbers here just to get to someplace with a so we could come up with a mill rate. So we plugged in 85,000 for the prior period, just what you had last year. And then I put 200,000 in for supplemental motor vehicle only because we're doing it at 90% now versus 70% before. So I think 200,000 is a pretty good number. I don't think it's too high. I don't think that we're not going to meet that next year. But so those were just the two numbers that we plugged in order to come up with that. mill rate that we did. And by all means, it's not, that was just a number we picked. You have to pick the numbers that you feel comfortable with, but those were just what we put in place to come up with that mill rate. So,
So let's just put them in there for illustration, and that'll help us look at them.
Maybe we can accidentally add an extra zero again.
What up? Extra zero where?
That was a joke from last week. Never
Oh,
mind.
sorry. Oh, yes, I did put an extra zero last week. Yeah, not this week.
So,
Sorry.
are folks
I could
comfortable
if you
with
want
this?
them.
Are folks comfortable with those numbers?
I was going to take a picture.
Let me get my cursor out of the way.
Sorry.
Jill, is what's column F?
That's just
That the
what the difference is between the adopted and the revised.
So
Thank
that's
you.
for 2026.
Correct.
So we need to also do the motor vehicle levy and
So motor vehicle levies, like I said, it because it's it, th that number is higher than the 3246. We're going to automatically, the motor vehicle levy is going to be if we don't cut. Okay, so in order to be at 3230, where
Yep.
we were last year, we would have to cut $1.7 million in order to get to there. So the likelihood that that's going to happen is pretty low. So the difference between the cap and the mill rate, the 3230, 3246 is the cap. More than likely, we're going to have to cap the motor vehicles. But that's why there's no number in there yet, because it depends on if we're going to go down below the cap, or if you think we're going to be above it. Because that is something. So if you're going to cap it, I would suggest doing the lower percentage rate, because as you see, we're not yet collecting at the 98%.
So with the gap in the budget that we have, it sounds like it would be prudent to assume that at this
Yeah, I think
point,
so too.
Yeah.
that we're going to have to, go to the cap on the motor vehicles and use that. I don't know what folks think. I'm seeing nods around the room.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
I don't really
What?
have a choice. I mean,
It,
yeah, I mean,
I mean, at this point, I don't see the choice.
I
Yeah, I
agree.
agree.
Which doesn't mean we might be able to change things later, but at this moment, with the information at hand.
What's the cap on motor vehicle?
3246, right?
Cap on motor vehicle.
3246.
Yep.
3246.
Where does that number come from? The
The
state.
state.
Whenever things look strange, just think the state.
The state has capped it.
The only advantage of this is if we go over the cap rate for the other part of our budget, we get some money back from motor vehicles, but not, we'll get it back next year. You won't get it this year. So that will be a little extra revenue. They make up the difference where they have in the past, but that also can change because what the state giveth, the state taketh. And then current property tax levy.
That would be, me just go back on my other spreadsheet quick. Okay. So that is the number that it would be in order to be 3250, 3552.
So 3242 for autos, 3542 for all other
No.
properties.
3246 for motor vehicles, and then
32
3552 for other property,
all the other
real
properties.
estate and personal property. Correct. With these numbers again.
Yep. And so, what could change these numbers are if there's any additional, leftover funds with Board of Ed that we understand as we move along, and the same thing with the Board of Selectmen. If we miraculously find another source of revenue someplace, which is probably unlikely, other than, what I've mentioned so far, and if we find any additional cuts that we can make in either of the two budgets. It's in the past we've dealt with smaller differences than what we're experiencing last year and this year. The way we used to do things in the past was almost without any discussion. It was 30%, reduction of the Board of Selectmen, and 70% of it went off the schools just because it was proportional. So you'd be talking in this case almost 500,000 on one side and 1 million on the other. And so this is very large numbers to just do something like that with without any thought to it and just say that.
Can we know? So you figured out right now this would put us at 35.52. What would the cut be to take us to the motor vehicle cap? I know it's not.
I did do that. I just brought did the it would be 1.72
Seven.
the third back to where we are today for the,
Right.
but I can, try to figure that out for you quick if you well so okay, well, give me a minute and I
Wait,
will see what that is.
1.7. 1.7.
It says 1.7 now if you keep it the way it is. So you can look at what do you do to keep the mill rate the same as last year, and you can also say what do you do to keep the taxes at the same increase as the budget ask. And you can do anything in between that, but I think these are positions that the public would understand. It's like this is what we have to cut if we do it last, like keep the mill rate the same as last year. Here's what we have to do if you keep it, everything at the cap level for automobiles. And here's what we do if you want to keep the tax increase the same as the spending increase. It's you can do any other variations you want, but at a certain point, it's gets there's too many things to consider.
I mean, the bottom line is the public is going to see the higher number, and the higher number is what they're going to gravitate toward and talk about.
Yep. Well, and then what number do we want to present? Like, I think we need to come up with what would be a palatable number.
And we may not get to that tonight,
No,
but do you
but
have time to think about
right.
it? And that should go on the record that we're listening to what, we're are concerned based on what people have said last year. We understand that this is a big ask to take again out of somebody, out of all of our pockets, because we pay it too. And I just want to make sure the public hears that and it's on the record that we are thinking about it and we are concerned about it. But then we also have to look to what's the future of Bolton. And if you don't address that and we go for the short term of how low can we go to quickly pass a budget, what does that do to the future? Again, I don't have the answer for it. It's just to have that there so that we're aware of it and thinking about it.
Even if like you don't do all the surplus in 1 year, at least chipping away at it and not just saying, oh yeah, the surplus is gonna or the lack of surplus is gonna remain the same year after year.
And this is something we got to just see what we can do because we can't just keep doing this every
Yeah.
year.
Yeah.
No.
Eventually kicking the can down the road is not gonna
That's not
work. Yeah.
sustainable.
And part of the reason we haven't had to deal with it that well, one is the reval threw us for a loop because we lost the additional revenue back from the state because we were below the cap on motor vehicles. And then if we keep doing what we're doing, we're dropping the general fund balance down and losing the interest income on that. So even were we to change
Yeah.
the, we talked about too changing the interest rate. And having 3 million be what gathers interest instead of five, and then using that money to, reduce the deficit, and then what does that do? You lose the interest income on that money.
And I'm sure it's not easy to restore that once, yeah.
No, and
Drop.
then
Yeah.
you also have to take into account what are we thinking of spending for capital because that comes out. And then what are we thinking of spending on grants? Because you need to fund these grants that we have. And then that change, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces that you can't just decide tonight without further thought about it. Because this starts to get really messy very quickly with lots of different moving pieces. And this is a consequence of trying to cut things very close.
So that's not going to be cut and dry because right now so it's going to have to be recalculated a different way because right now we have 94. We've done 94% for the motor vehicles and we're doing 98% for, so it's not just cut and dry because we ought to
No.
go to 98% for motor vehicles now. So,
We have to change the collection rate.
correct. So I would have to like start from zero. I'd have to get rid of all of that now and go back to 98% for all of it. So I mean, I can do it, but it's not as easy. It's like starting over again.
So, what I would suggest maybe is, why don't we see what we can do with these numbers? We have a takeaway that we have for next week to discuss, you know, for Jill and maybe Stephanie to come and do those extra calculations, bring them to our regular meeting and go over them there. And then we can present our thoughts to the public at the public hearing and say this is what we are proposing as changes.
It's definitely going to be a very large number, over a million and a half. You'd have to still cut. I mean, if that's what you're thinking you're going to do, well, then we'll have to figure out, redo the
No, but
calculation. But
we need to have those numbers just so we can have an informed
absolutely.
discussion and let the public know what
Absolutely.
the that there's consequences.
Yep.
Hey Jill, I don't know if
Thoughts?
you have the spreadsheet readily available, but I think last meeting we looked at where actuals were versus the budget, and I think that would maybe give us a sense for, you know, what's going on with the revenues. Is that something we can take a look at? I think it's important to understand the root cause here, what's
So
driving.
I'm not understanding what you're looking for. This is the revenue sheet I had last year. I mean, for last meeting. What were we looking at last meeting?
Yeah, I think it's just a mix of actuals or the budget, whatever's higher, right?
Oh yeah. So that's right here. Yep. So
Yeah, as I understand it, I think the revenues are the collected revenues.
that's
Do we
there
have
it is.
that number?
Yep. Yes. So
You mean the non-tax revenues?
no. I believe
No,
tax.
the tax revenues.
So
So
the
really,
tax
basically, I'm
revenue.
just trying to get to what's driving the drop in the surplus.
If we scroll down, though, aren't there
But
like more rows that summarize all this information? I think might be what she's looking for. Jill, can you
so
scroll down to the bottom?
I am up at the very top. What's driving the decrease is the fact that we went all the way to the very end with revised revenues, so we don't have that revised revenue surplus that we would have normally in past years because we went to the very end. And then we also went in with a surplus of 2.5 million versus 1 million this year as our surplus number at the top. So that's what's driving this increase in the mill rate. And obviously a little bit of the increase in the expenditures from each board. But
So
these numbers are.
have we collected less this year than we have in the past from a tax revenue perspective?
So I don't have access to those that will have. I don't have access to those reports because they're on the Z drive that I don't have access.
Okay.
I only have access to the OneDrive. So we'll have those reports next week that compare this year to last year as far as the taxes go. But I don't have that tonight.
Okay.
And what Jill's referring to is none of us have access to our town drives. We just have the OneDrive, our personal data. We don't have access to like the P drive for
Correct.
finance and I don't have access to the R drive for the registrars from home.
So I can only get either I have it on my OneDrive or I emailed the other sheet that Stephanie is going to put in the PowerPoint presentation. I just emailed me myself that those are the only two documents I have, unfortunately, access to. But I don't think collections are too far off from where they've been in the past. It's just the
Because we've been
timing's a little different
they've
this
been
year.
fairly consistent with doing a good job at collections from
Correct.
what I've seen. They usually meet that 98% or 94 or whatever.
Correct. Yes, we're like at, we're over 100% of the 98% now. But again, and that percentage will change once you vote on the revised numbers. I'll change all of those in those reports. So then you'll see a change. It will be an increase because it'll be based on the revised numbers. But just looking at the numbers as they were adopted last year, we're over 100% in current taxes. But I can for next week, I can get the percentages. We just on that sheet just shows the percentages of this year and last year current taxes, but I can get the percentage for all the taxes, the motor vehicles, the other prior period and interests. I can have that for next week's meeting. But the biggest drivers to this is the increase in the budgets and then the decrease in the revenue surplus that we would normally had. And the decrease in the surplus just going forward, it's over 1.5 million different from last year.
So it's really the main driver is the reduced surplus.
Correct.
Because that makes up almost the entire amount.
Correct.
And this is something that if we had this happened to us this year, it would not happen again in the future. Or what's to prevent this from happening every year? Like, because I feel like maybe if this is, forgive me, my inexperience on this committee, but I feel like we've been shooting for the wrong target here. We're trying to come in at 4%. Like, how is this not known before now? And it feels like, the town is going to feel like we moved the goalpost on them. Like, how did we not plan for this?
Yeah, because this is something that started last year.
Right. I mean, all the
And
meetings we've had up till now, like, how are we just finding out about this now?
well, we did when we were finalizing and going towards the last referendums, we said we were going to pay for it because we were using the last bit of information on those revenues just to get a budget passed. And we said we either get a budget passed now or, we're going to pay for it later. And we knew then, and we said it, we will pay later because we're not leaving the revised revenues a little higher than they are. That particular last year, the revised revenues were less than 10,000, but we knew that
Okay,
was going to
that's
happen.
all
But we
well
wanted
and
to
good,
pass the
but
budget.
in the five, six, seven meetings we've had so far this budget cycle, especially
Right.
with those new members here, nobody's mentioned this to us.
Yeah, but we just got the surplus from the auditor. We just got it, so we
Oh, you
didn't know
got
what
they
that
got all
surplus
their
was.
questions answered
Yeah.
finally?
I don't think
That's
questions. Is he all done with the questions? Because the last thing I heard, he
no.
wasn't.
No. But
But we
he
weren't
gave
surprised.
us a surplus number. I don't have the financial statements, but he gave Ross and I the surplus number.
Yeah, he's still waiting on stuff.
Think what you're feeling, Ben, is every meeting there should be some sense of what the risk and opportunity is.
Right, yeah. Agreed.
And appreciate that we won't have final audited numbers and that numbers aren't final, but we should be able to have a general forecast or an updated revised forecast, not only on the expense side, but also on the revenue side.
Yes. I mean,
Well put, thank you.
1.7
Exactly.
is a huge surprise.
Right.
I mean, that's, I mean, we all came in here thinking,
Yeah.
okay, we're pretty good. And then
Yeah,
we got
let's get
this.
this 4 to 3.95 and we'll be
Right.
great.
So to answer the questions of the members, is it Jill? I'll ask you, is it that we just need to get the audit done sooner?
Well, Well,
It's a
or
project.
is it,
We can
or can you do
predict.
an est, or can you
Okay.
do an estimate?
Right, we can estimate.
So the number that
This is not
surplus
an
number that
estimate.
I it, we
Wow,
got that
oops.
number. So no matter what happens, we have that number. It's not going to change now.
No,
So
I guess the question is could we have made an informed estimate sooner?
well, especially
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Jill, you're saying that you were aware of this, at the end of last budget season, but that was not made
No,
very
so
clear to
we
the
were
rest of us
aware of the
here until right
surplus.
now.
We were aware that that surplus was going to be lowered. We were not aware of what other people, what the two boards were going to come in for budgets. That has something to do with all of this also. We were not aware of what the surplus was going to be, but we knew that the surplus for revised revenues was not going to be there like it has been in past years because we went to the very last budget referendum with those
So
revised revenues.
I think the question is the definition of we.
Good starting
I don't think
point.
it would have been reasonable to
Well, the
assume
Finance
that
Committee.
Interbank's budget would have been much less than what it was, because we have, contractual obligations to salary increases and benefit increases. Like, that's not a mystery. There's increases with the board's budget every year. So, like, to say that there should be a 0% increase, it feels not possible.
I'm
What do we
not
expect
saying that
of
they should have come in at zero. I'm just saying that we
so
didn't know this where this number was until we got
yeah.
that surplus number from the auditor.
It's something we could have
But
had a
it's hard because,
ballpark,
like, just
Joe.
thinking of the Board of Ed budget, even with an 11% increase in healthcare expenses, the overall budget came in at what was it,
44.
4.84%. So it feels like it was kind of predicting something, thinking ahead, something was going to be higher, and concessions have already been made.
So what I'm hearing is that we did a pretty good job of getting the expense side done. We didn't get with estimates, but we didn't do very well with the revenue side. Is that a fair
Just
statement?
out some corners. And
Yes.
last year was also a revenue issue.
Yes.
So we knew we had that issue last year. I don't know how we wouldn't think we would have that same issue this
The
year
issue,
when
well,
nothing new was coming
Well,
in.
the issue last year was the loss of the re refunds from the state of the motor, the difference between the cap rate for the automobiles and the set mill rate for the rest of the properties.
So the mill rate was at 43 and the cars were at, the auto was at 32,
32,
and
yeah.
they gave us the difference. So there, and the problem was that that difference came in for 5 years. And it was being spent and put into budget, and then that last year they pulled the rug from under us when we dropped the mill rate below there.
Because there's a reval, which increased everybody's property value, so you can lower the mill
Right.
rate.
See
And
that.
then that
So it's kind of a
screwed you
silly,
in a different way.
it's a silly income that really doesn't make any sense.
because that income doesn't, well, I guess that's the expenditures. I was looking at the wrong one. Because it's not on any of these pages here.
For what? From
I'm looking at the slideshow that.
the refund from the state, you're saying.
No, just the surplus. If it's going to, if you're going to count on that surplus in order to create a more balanced budget, there should be a line on here somewhere. And it's not.
There is on the document for, if you look, I have it on this one right here. We talked, actually, we
Oh,
talked about it last week. It's a 659, 183. That plus the 400, plus the revised revenue surplus. Then you filter that in, take $50,000 off of that, and it comes up. And so it's about $1 million.
I think we just need to discuss how we could potentially forecast what the surplus could be earlier in the process. I think that's
Yeah. Yes.
what I'm
Because that's
hearing.
been where we've had issues with is there's a lack of comfort with doing forecasting that really we shouldn't have, because it's really just making a collective informed guess. And you need to be able to do that. And I think this is where we've done what I'm hearing is, and what we did last year, it seems like we're doing again this year, is not accurately upfront and sooner giving a revenue forecast. So there's something in the process that's not letting us do that. And we need to take a look at it and not let it happen again, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
I think it's hard also each meeting not working with the most current numbers and us not, the committee not being able to access the most current information in the moment makes it tough too. It's just like we're spinning the wheel multiple nights.
2 months behind.
Yeah. I feel like
Yeah.
the five meetings we had were,
I'm glad we do
why'd we
this.
do this? Great. I mean,
So then, what I'm hearing is we got to do a lot of homework between that. We're going to have to come up with the best number we can tonight based on the information that we have. And we have to do a lot of homework between now and next week as to, and we meaning it's like Stephanie and Jill and, company to see what we can do with, options with this. And also, I would ask this, selectmen and board of selectmen and the board of ed to see, if there's anything on the expense side.
Probably not $1 million.
No, I'm not
Not
telling you what to, I'm just saying that's with this big a gap. I'm just asking the questions. You need to take a look and come back with an answer, which may be yes, we can, or no, we can't. So that leaves us with we need to start working on the numbers for tonight. I don't know what else we can do. And just leave, ask other folks. I'm personally stuck with what else we can do tonight. And I don't know, Jill or Stephanie, I don't know what else you have that is, additional information.
We don't have any additional information. This is what we have.
So what I'm going to do between now and next week is I'd like to meet with you, Jill, and with Stephanie because I have the time and
Stephanie will be gone next week, so it's
you're
just
away next
me.
week.
She is.
Because then what we need to do is get together and what can we do differently for the future? Because that has to be part of this discussion.
Yeah, the town's definitely not going to go for 10%
Oh
increases year
no.
over year.
Yeah, no.
No.
Or not even this year.
Or
Not
yeah, not
yet. They're
even
not
a
going to do it
singular
this
year.
year.
No, and especially after what we did last year, as we went from 13 down to 4, 5, whatever it was, increase in taxes, and it's just
Eat into the surplus
1% or so of
to get there.
it makes the situation worse.
Yeah, so that's why I said you can't just keep racing to the bottom, and we can't just keep coming up with these large deficits like this and not know that they're coming or where from.
Guess we have to present this.
That's what I
This is
don't
all we
see.
got.
I don't see any alternative
Yeah.
based on the time frame that we're working within. We have to present this and do our darndest to find something that, hopefully will a lever to move something on this between now and then. I don't know if we will find it, but it would behoove us to have something by the time we get to the public hearing.
Because it's got to be posted by the 16th, right? Or we have to have the.
Well, we have the two public hearings.
We have the two public hearings, and we tonight we have to decide what numbers are going to the first one, just because of the you have to 5 days business days notification before the public hearing, and as soon as you post that, you have to have that budget information available for inspection.
So that
So
would mean that it needs to be posted by Tuesday, because
that
that's five.
Thursday. By Thursday.
By the end of Wednesday on Thursday.
Right.
Because it's a Tuesday meeting.
That's 5 business days.
Oh, is it
Yeah,
businesses
he
or?
said 5 business days. He said
No,
five calendar.
5 days. 5
Oh, it's
days.
five calendar
That's why
days.
I went the whole week because that removes the weekend.
And you start the day before the meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's our options for numbers?
What's up on the
screen?
What's
on the screen?
So these are the numbers that are plugged into the presentation that Stephanie put together.
No, not all
they
of
aren't
them.
Yet. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Stephanie.
No, I made the updates to the content on the presentation based on the feedback from last week. That's all up to date, just based on the 234 number for building off official services and then the property tax and motor vehicle levy. I can update the figures.
So if we go down to the bottom, we added 50,000 for something there. What was that? The contingency fund?
We put in 50,000
no,
for the contingency.
No, 25. You can only do 25 because there's a policy in place that first 25.
No, I'm sorry, Jill. I wasn't sure whether we were talking about what we
Oh,
put
I'm sorry.
into.
For an expenditure. Yes.
Yeah,
That's
I'm
not,
not
this is
sure.
just revenues.
Okay.
Yeah. But we put in the give backs 25,000 because the first 25,000 has to go to the rainy day fund of the contingency, and then the rest goes for surplus to the following year per the policy, which the board of the finance committee could change at any time.
So is that 75 from the Board of Ed? That was from
give backs.
That was give back so far.
Yep.
So put 30 in for the Board of Selectmen. Not that that's going to change.
Every little bit helps, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's...
So you just took the 30 out of there, I presume.
Correct.
I mean, I don't think it's realistic that we're going to find $1.7 million to get down to 32.30 mill rate. So what is the mill rate that we would ideally like to present to the public?
Well, I mean, if we could come to a 4% increase that was equal to what we want to have as a tax increase, I think that would be more than fair.
Right. So then what is that number, I guess?
Right.
And then whatever that number is, then where do we find that money?
That's the, isn't that the 35.52?
No,
not
35.52 is the current
the
9%.
The 9%.
Right.
So we want to get to a 4%. That would meet the same amount that we asked that the Board of Selectmen and the.
I need to cut like what a mil, 0.1.
So let me just go back to this, Jill. The shortfall that we're making up is 1.7 million, correct?
That's what would bring you back to the 3230.
Right.
Which was last year's.
Yes.
So if we went up 4% from last
So if we
year,
went up 4%.
36.
Which would match what?
But is the calculation
33
amazing?
Cents.
It's very
I thought it was a different calculation.
Well, basically, if the shortage then is 1.7 million and that equals 10%, is that correct, Jill?
Roughly, it was close.
Yeah. I'm trying to calculate the new mill rate. I'm sorry.
So it's 170,000 is 1%. So you multiply that by four.
It's what are you looking for? It's not that easy. You can't just take it. It's not going to give you the right amount because we have to add in 34,000 for the elderly because we no longer get elderly relief revenue. So that's added into the number, the 2 million, the 20,269,100. Then you have to then do your multiplication. So I'm not sure what you're looking for, but it's not going to come out.
It's basically we'd have to cut $1 million. You know, just doing a back of the envelope calculation, you know, roughly it's about 1 million, 1.1 million.
I can do that for you if you want to give me just a second. But so with making that 30,000, it brings us to 3546. You want me to see where a million will bring you? Is that what you're asking?
Jill, I think if we can we increase the mill rate, let's call it 4.19%. That's what we have on the expenditure side. So that would bring it to 33.65 of a mill rate.
There
Okay,
you
so
go.
if
Go ahead.
we need to know what we need to get to that 33.65 mill rate.
Isn't that then that's proportional that you're asking for an
Right.
increase in taxes proportional to the increase in spending?
Correct.
Except then if you do that, then you're going to wind up cutting
Yeah, you're gonna
spending.
cut spending. So,
So it's going to be more. So they're all tied together.
big circular reference.
So you.
Yeah.
One of these years we'll get it.
So, what I'm just to summarize what we were talking about, that if we had a projection of this revenue up front to inform the budgets before we even went that far would be helpful. Just so you know what the landscape is.
I think
So.
also like adding to the slideshow something about, hey, remember what happened last year, and we used more of the surplus to cover less of the tax increase
Yeah.
has
It's a
resulted
double-edged
in
sword.
less of a surplus
And
being
now we're going to
available to
have
help
more. Yeah, it is a
Oakland.
double-edged sword.
So
They need to know.
anyway.
It seems so interesting because historically, I think the reaction has always been we don't, or the town does not like the concept of a surplus. They couldn't really
Right.
wrap their head around a surplus. Don't you agree?
They think
Well, I
right.
think they're
I
going to
think
like
it's
it
like
now.
extra money
And
that, but
it's
you're
definitely going to
putting my money
misunderstand.
And
Yeah.
it's usually the same amount of money, more or less, for Board of Selectmen and Board of Ed. And that money isn't really wasted. It's getting interest in the bank, and it goes to go and off. Two things happen. One, you get extra revenue that gets carried over and used to
So the
decrease.
info to put on that slide,
Yes.
these little call outs is why is that helpful to have those?
Yeah, so that's something I agree that we need to put in there because I was talking, since this is what I described as the situation for you folks, it helps set the stage. I think we need to tell the voters the same thing.
Something
Yeah.
visual.
Yes.
A
Yes.
savings account, not a checking account. Right. Right.
Right.
And people always like to get money, but they
Yeah.
don't like to give it up.
For sure.
So, Stephanie, is that something just the idea when we get into it after we talk about the value statement, we talk about the budget drivers and what's doing, and I think we do have to add that the fact that we used monies that would have been carried over this year to solve last year's problem just moved the problem to this year.
Correct. Yep. That makes sense.
And just, keep it as simple like that as we can. Just,
Yes.
I would just say.
But maybe adding on it some of the positives about when you have the surplus, you have it in the bank and it's earning interest, which is extra
Revenue.
revenue for the town.
Right.
Which means your taxes are
Specifically.
reduced by that
Right.
amount.
Right.
Yeah, one
And
of these
then
years,
in a
in
couple of
order to get the
years.
next year's budget down, you need one of these years, you need to eat it that year.
Right.
So I think
we tried last year.
what this also comes down to is I don't know. Can't think of. We need to change the process for the way that we develop the budget to get some more forecasting of revenue up front.
Agreed.
And I don't know where the shortfall comes from, that where, why we can't do this. So there's something going on in the background that is that's been keeping us from doing this because we've never done it in the past. And it's one of those things I talk about that eventually it comes up and bites you. And we got bitten by it last year, and then we got bitten by it again. And it's fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. And this is the shame on me thing at this point, because this happened twice in a row. So there's something in our process that is causing this to happen. And we need to really take a look at that and, fix it.
I'm sorry, what is the target? You're looking at 3365 as
Yes.
your target? Yes.
Yes.
Has anyone ever like compared our process with other similar towns' process just to see
Right.
timelines and information and maybe get some good ideas
Right.
from them on how to do this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would expect you'd have to go through the exercise of putting this together 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah, which
More
is
frequently,
every
better.
quarter, which we
Or
should be
quarterly.
doing.
Yeah. Wait till the deadline.
Yep. Right after the budget's passed, we start for the next cycle.
Right. And
Like we
that's
know what is our surplus. If it's $900,000, we got a big problem.
because this is, we knew this happened, then it was sort of like, oh, thank God that's over. And I never really saw it discussed in the selectmen's meetings until just recently that, there wasn't any thing that we got to get together with the board of ed and we got to go over this right now before we get into this. And we can't keep doing it without doing something like that. That as soon as the other cycle stops, what did we do wrong? What did we do right? What can we do to fix those things we did wrong? Have somebody own it and then do it. Because this is just this can't keep happening.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to power our way through this as best as we can. And then we have to all sit down afterwards and say, what are we going to do to keep this from happening again? Because this is a mess. Now, I like your idea, Rodney. I think you just really have to think quarterly.
Yeah.
Let's just take a look at this stuff. And
Makes
we can
sense.
see what we can do to move the selectmen's processing of the budget up because the schools were done about 3 or 4 weeks, before the selectmen. So what can we do to move the selectmen's process up? I'm also going to, Stephanie, I'm going to talk to you and Jill about in the future, the board of the finance committee owns the CAPA process, and we need to start that earlier than it's been started in the past and finish it up sooner because we have it has to be done by dates in the charter, but there's nothing that says you can't start it sooner.
Yeah. There's nothing to say you can't start it and have it ready like right after the budget is
Oh yeah, there's
passed.
nothing at all. Because we typically wait
Not that
till
you'd probably want to, but it's just another extreme, another end of the
yeah,
extreme.
because there's no reason to not start it right
Yeah.
now, in
But
August.
it's one thing just
Just to get
out
out
of
of
the
the
way.
way, right?
Yeah, just get it done.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we already have next year's ready. It's just
Yeah,
we got to
there's a
move
5-year
over
plan,
and save what we
right?
think we're
Yeah.
going to want to save. And we get that 3 years ahead, 5 years ahead, right?
Well, it's on the plan there, but we still have to go and ask the departments. You update it periodically.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so
There's
this is
that
what you
then.
said you needed last year, just for next year. And that's next year now. Does this still match?
And would that be like part of a quarterly kind of like process of updating this, do you think? Or is that
There's
too
nothing
much?
that prevents us from taking a look at it quarterly.
Yeah.
The charter sets minimums for doing things. It's just like
Not
with,
maximums. Not maximums.
no, not maximums. It's the same thing with if you want to redo the charter, the state mandates every 10 years, there's nothing that says you can, can't do it sooner. So it's the same thing with our charter in that they set, minimums, but not maximums for a lot of things.
So the number you have to cut to get to that is 1,040,000.
That was close. I know. It's better than 1.7.
Yeah.
Or fine revenue.
Or find
Right.
some revenue.
Right.
Make sense?
How much of a telephone access do they need to turn into like that?
Right.
You can make some telephone pulse.
Well, it's like that Bitcoin mining operation that we could set up.
No new development. No new houses.
Couple. Let's sit together. Mine.
So anyway, let's finish this up
Thank you.
because
Yeah.
it's getting late and nothing is going to change. I know that we're not happy with this, but tonight there's nothing more. I don't really see, practically speaking, what we can do other than put these numbers in, agree to them, and then work really diligently to see what we can do to change them by the time of the first public hearing.
What item are we on now on the
We
state
are still
agenda?
do we're doing the FY26 and 27 budget. So
Yeah.
I guess we want to say, do we agree on these numbers here? Because what we're going to need is for when we get to the new business part of it, we're going to need someone to make a motion that says that this is how much we want to present as expenditures, and this is how much we want to present, as revenue, and agree to, what the estimated mill rate is. And somebody's going to have a motion to that. So we need to have those numbers when we get to that part. So I guess, Jill and Stephanie, do we have those numbers so that we can say these are the numbers we want to present to the public? And then you guys make sure that what's in the presentation adds up to those. So I guess if you want to move it on to, B,
Wait, you gotta
it's
hold on a
just.
second. So I'm gonna have to do the other sheet. So give me a second and
Yeah, I think we're done with A on this, and it's really discussion of the FY 2027 budgets, expenditures, and revenues. We have to have a vote on accepting, those. And then that will inform the mill rates for automobiles and for other properties than to real estate and personal property so that we can come up with the, projected mill rate. Because I think we also
Okay,
talked on
so
communication, which were the updates to the presentation.
let me just bring up your expenditures are 27,435,147. Now, what are you voting on? Well, so you have to have a balanced budget. So in order to balance the budget, you have to have the same amount of revenues. So
That's
we've
your
got
idea.
that. I make a motion to put forward a budget for next fiscal year of 27,435,147, which is a 9.96 increase of
No,
this
no,
year's
because no,
budget.
we added the 30,000 though, so it's not. From the selectman's office.
Oh, that's right. Because
Sorry,
it's off
yep.
by 30.
I can take
Sorry.
here.
So it's
Yeah.
27,405,147.
Right.
So that percent increase will come down by like 0.1, hopefully.
The same amount.
9.95% increase.
Don't know, the decimal will be that
You
level
just need to
can be
approve the
helped.
expenditure,
Yeah.
yeah,
and then they can figure out the percentage increase for. Does the expenditure increases different from the revenue increase that were the tax increase?
With information, right, that also shows the other, how do you say it? The other, well, making the cuts to get the percentage increase to
No.
40.
So all you're no, all you want to
You.
do is just to, no. What you're just approving now is the expenditures,
Oh, okay.
and then the revenues have to match those
Yeah. Okay.
expenditures, and then that's what gets plugged into the budget. And
Got
then the other
it.
stuff is just homework we're going to do on the side to for next week's meeting.
So it is 35.46, the mill rate.
So then, if you want to amend your but your motion then, Danae.
And it's going to be
So
a
it's the
9.78% increase to the mill rate.
it's a 4% and change increase to the expenditures, but it's a t almost a 10% increase to the mill rate.
And this is just approving that number to go forward to
You're
the public.
approving the
Right.
expenditures number, that's all, and then they can do the other calculations because you need to approve that expenditure number. And then we'll talk about approving the presentation.
So there's a motion on the
There's a
floor.
motion on the floor, and could you repeat it again? Because I'm looking at like Mary's probably trying to figure out what the heck was the motion.
Brings the test. All
She
right.
hides most of her face, but I can tell from her eyebrows.
To put forth a budget of 27,405,147 to public hearing.
So
What's the unit on that number?
is that
I don't
number
know what that means. I'm a Spanish teacher.
dollars?
Oh, dollars? Oh, what unit? Yeah,
Yeah,
dollars.
yes.
Sorry. Oh, 27,405,147 dollars, not banana. Yeah.
I'll second
that.
I.
Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, I'm abstaining, so the motion passes.
All in tense, but
Yes, this is not a happy
no.
motion forward move.
The benefit is that it's to presentation, not
This is a
to referendum
good
at the moment.
time to do this, and hopefully
Right.
more information is available before the second, before we have to make the decisions before the next public hearing.
Yep. Okay, so we've gotten that done. That motion is made. Let's go on to communication because then that's where what you said comes into effect, that we need to get the different estimates of the budget. What can we do to get it to last year's mill rate? What can we do to get the mill rate increase in alignment with the budget increase? What does that number look like? What's the cut associated with that? So we'd start with where we are now, and then we have those two other numbers for discussion points. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Stephanie, got that?
Got
And
it.
Jill?
With
And
that
the
focus on the lack of surplus.
Yeah, and then there's the explanation, Danae, that you said you wanted up front in the presentation that explains how we got here because we gave up some money from this year last year to get the budget passed, and this is what happened. You move some savings from the next year to the previous year.
And we can only do that 3 more years before we're out of money.
And then Stephanie and Jill, the other thing that we talked about too was the impact that this would have on the grants that we have and the interest income. Because the other option that we had talked about, David Coles brought it up, was can we use some of the monies in the general fund that are currently, keeping us at that 5 million point to get interest? Can we use some of those and drop us down to the 3 million point? And what's the consequence if we were, used $1 million out of there, go to the lower
That's
interest rate?
yeah.
No,
Yeah.
that money in there, no, you can't. You have a surplus. That surplus is all you have for surplus. You can't. There's no extra money in there. Your surplus is $1 million. That's it. All of that other money is accounted for in one shape or form, because you have capital reserve projects out there. That you're putting money aside is putting money aside. It's sitting in that $5 million
Well, that's what I was
getting
asking.
interest. So no, you can't. You don't have
So
$5 million
that's
sitting
what I was
in your
asking for
account.
earlier, Jill, when David brought this up, is if you were to think about doing that, what does that do to the capital
Right.
plan?
What do we have?
And
You
what
can't
does
do.
that also do to, because you would have to, if you wanted to do that, and you could, if you, and it were possible, you would have to give up some of the capital.
Right. So
And you
there's a
can
lot of
only give up,
things.
you can't give up that much capital because you have a 1 mil minimum. So you
Right.
can't.
And we have
Unless you
very
give
little.
it past projects, you don't do. I mean, projects that you have money out there, like say the water, the cisterns, there's some money in there. You'd have to just zero that out. I mean,
Yeah.
so go, but what you have for this year that you have to keep a minimum in there going forward. So they're really, I didn't hear this conversation before, so I would have said something, but you don't have that $5 million there is there, but it goes with other things. It's not just because
That's what I'm saying,
that,
because
so
there
the
was a
general
thought of.
fund, what you need to understand is there's other funds that it's in the general fund that have due to other funds. So there's $5 million in there, but there's money that's due to other funds in the general fund, which makes
Right.
it
Well,
five
just what
million
the.
dollars.
So the question that, David asked is, could we use some of this to offset the deficit? What you're saying is no, because it's
No.
accounted for in other places.
Correct. Yes.
And that you can't cut too much from capital because we have that 1 mil requirement per the
Correct.
charter.
Correct.
So again, you're between a rock and a hard place, because if David asks it, I'm sure the public will, because they've heard us talking about $5 million in there. Why can't you use some of that? And that's like, well, you can always use stuff in the bank account till you don't have a bank account left to spend on.
Need to be very careful doing that also because you have to go out for another loan and you're going to go out to bond, and if you do something like that, your bond rating could definitely take a hit
So this
or
is
just
why,
yeah.
and that's this is why I just want to have that discussion in public, because we have new members, and we also, the public will ask some questions like this, and you have to be able to explain it to them. So we all have to understand it and have the same understanding of it. Otherwise, they're not going to look. This is enough of a problem to have here without our all saying something, different.
Did everybody understand that though? Because I don't want you to think
$1 million.
that.
So everybody okay? Joe wants to know
Yeah, I understand.
basically, did you understand that the
Yeah.
money's all accounted for, is what she's saying?
Yeah. And of that, only $1 million is surplus.
So is it all accounted for if we went and changed some of the capital projects, or if we decide not to do some of the grants that could we? Could
The
some of that
grants have
money be
nothing to
used?
do with it because grants you have to spend the big grants that we have, you have to spend the money first. So if you said, yep, we're not going to do that project now, if there's money in the capital reserve, we would have to redo those numbers. You could say, okay, we're going to give, say, the Herrick Park grant. Okay, there's 102 or 100, I think it's $102,000. Okay, we're going to put that back. We're not going to use that. Then you could do something like that. But as far as going
Look.
forward, you have to have 1 mil in your budget for next year.
So you can do it up to the point of
Right.
1 mil has to be in the capital plan.
But I think that's what we need to look at too. I mean, we have $1 million to try and find.
Which, as we said, $107,000 per mil,
Yeah.
right?
I mean, $1 million. So that's $500,000 from the Board of Ed, $500,000 from the Selectman's office. Are you guys gonna be able to do that? I mean, that's positions cut. That's, I mean,
That's programming.
right. Exactly.
And yeah.
And for the services of the town.
Right.
I mean, it's
So let's just, yeah. This is stuff we got to talk about next week. And I just ask, Jill, Stephanie, to do what you can while you're still here this week. Stephanie and Jill, you and I can chat, because we got to come up with something. Okay, so communication, I think we kind of covered budget calendar. Any comments, questions on this?
April 21st.
What?
We have a AP meeting right before that, but I think we can pull it off in short order. I think
AP will start at what, 6?
six. Yeah, so I
Think we'll be fine.
can generally minimum.
And then the special meeting starts right after the public hearing. And I think we want to have that because the public will want to sit and listen to what we talk about.
I don't know. I think some of them will. I don't know that everyone's going to stick around because the couple times we've had hearings before board of selectmen meetings, even if we talk about what we talked about at the hearing during the meeting,
Yeah.
probably half or two-thirds people
I think
end up departing.
I think we're still going to
Just
need to talk
one.
about some
Yeah.
stuff that we want to make changes to for the next.
Yeah.
I agree. I just don't know how many people are going to stick around for it.
Yeah. They might. Who knows?
To be hopeful people come through.
So you guys are good with this? Because what I'm going to do is take this and update those postings I've put in various places and just stretch it out, chop March off, and then extend it out into May and repost it.
I would recommend the budget referendum making a note on those calendars, the new hours, so people can start
Yeah, that's
planning.
true.
Because, like, I know my husband has to take the day off of work now in order to vote in a budget referendum because of his hours.
Well, you could either do that or get an absentee ballot.
Oh, those are available for the
Oh, yeah.
referendum? Okay,
Yeah.
good.
And the
I'll get
town
in on
hall.
that.
You get them from the town clerk. Somebody already came into our office because they were concerned about that and were wondering how to vote.
I
So
might have to get one too.
you just go see Liz Waters.
It's super easy. I like made it in
Yeah, I've done
out
it
and back to my
forever.
house for like 10 or, in 10 or 15 minutes.
Maybe that's information we can include
Yes.
when we put the outlet out there.
Yes. Yeah. Right. You can
You can vote
send that.
absentee.
So we
Repeat.
made it to the budget referendum being on the calendar. So we're like, new
So I'll
hours.
just put a
New
note.
hours. And if you can't make it, get
There was
a
a day I came
meeting.
in, like it was the day after the budget was announced. I think I was already the fifth or sixth person.
Yeah. Well, we want to make sure.
So the absentee ballot should be, if we approve the chart, if let's see, special meeting on the 7th. So we should adopt the budget on the 7th at our special meeting. And once we do that, Liz will, I will take the numbers and get the ballot set up, and Liz will be able to do the town, Liz, the town clerk, will be able to have those like the 8th or 9th. She'll have the absentee ballots ready. Actually, I can print them myself in our office for the absentees. The others we're going to order. So then anything, so new business, we just need to, any questions or comments on the updated presentation that
Technically, we
Stephanie?
already did 5A because that was just to approve the budget for the presentation,
Oh, it's not the
not the
presentation.
presentation itself.
So then we did it. Great.
And I would say if we can get the presentation back around on email again, just with any last updates before it,
Next week.
for
Yep.
next week. Stephanie, I think you're going to be able to get us that presentation tomorrow.
Yeah, that was my plan.
And then we can take a look at it. And as soon as you get a reply to Stephanie, because then it's got to get done up and ready to go.
Sure.
Anything? No, there's nothing else. It's a special meeting. So the only other topic is adjournment. We
Great.
can't go off topic.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second that.
Motion made by Melissa, seconded by David Coles. All those in
So your
favor?
choice of seconding. Aye.
Opposed? I abstain. We're out of here.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.